Well, good morning. This morning, I'm going to be finishing off my series that I started a long time ago about Psalm 23. And we're looking now at Psalm 23 and verse 5. And this portion is, "Thou preparest a table before me." And in the summertime, the sheep are taken up the high mountains to the tablelands or the flat-topped plateaus, either called tablelands or plateaus. And they're very flat, except for there are mountains around them. The shepherd goes early in the season to check out the pasture and prepare them for the sheep to come. And before the sheep do actually come closer to the time, the shepherd will go again and he will sprinkle salt and minerals over various places in the pasture that will benefit the sheep. He also must check very carefully for poisonous weeds that can kill the sheep, especially the little lambs, because sheep will eat anything. And they have to be very, very careful to pick out a certain kind of weed, which is very, very poisonous. So that's hard work on hands and knees, going over all the pastures where the sheep will be feeding and getting rid of these poisonous plants. Because the sheep do not know, they cannot discern between the plants that are edible and plants that they should not eat. They don't have the discernment. So therefore, the shepherd must be very, very diligent. And some Christians are like the sheep. They try things that are potentially harmful spiritually, or they get into things, especially on the internet, and things that can slowly poison their spiritual walk with the Lord. Also, bad friends, we know, can influence us away from walking with the Lord in purity and holiness. And Proverbs 13, verse 20, a very familiar scripture to most of us. "He that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." Other enemies, of course, to the sheep are the predators, the wolves, the coyotes, the cougars, and the bears, who are up among the high rocks, waiting for a chance to sneak down and cause the sheep to stampede. And of course, if sheep start running wildly in fear, it's very easy for them to fall, and often they break a bone, and so they're easy prey to the predators. So the shepherd must be very alert, tending to his flock, and make sure he is in full view of all these predators. And as we stay close to our Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, by daily reading his word, praying to him, walking uprightly, we can be protected from our enemy, the devil. And we are warned in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 8 and 9, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren in the world." When sheep have a good shepherd constantly watching over them continually and providing good, skillful care and management, they are contented and they flourish. Sheep can eat all sorts of weeds and undesirable plants that can take over the field. And these plants can ruin it. But because the sheep, they eat all these things and they turn that land into beautiful, beautiful pasture. So even land that's been ravished, that's got hardly anything growing on it, and it's useless. If you put sheep on there and you give them good feed, and their manure that they create is very nutritious for the land, and if that's sprinkled all over that useless pasture, Then that pasture comes alive, and they've eaten all the terrible plants, the weeds, except for those dangerous ones, but the shepherds already plucked them out. And so that land, they can turn ravaged land into a beautiful, green, flourishing pasture. And so, because of the good shepherd, they have goodness and mercy following them all the days of their life. And the Lord Jesus can take a useless life, ravaged by sin, and make it beautiful and productive for the kingdom of God. Nothing is too hard for our God. How many of us do believe that no matter what happens in our lives, that God's goodness and mercy are continually following us all the days of our lives? If we are walking uprightly under the care of our good shepherd, we should be confident that he is working all things together for our good. And so often when things happen that is difficult to understand, we ask God, why did this happen to me? Why, Lord? Why this? Why that? And we don't always know, but God wants us to trust him. And we can be sure of 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. There's not even a hint of darkness, not even a hint of cruelty or meanness in our God. He does all things well, and he wants us to trust him that even though we're going through battles, through difficult trials, goodness and mercy, his goodness, his mercy is following us still all the days of our lives. There's nothing cruel or mean in the Lord, and he doesn't make mistakes. He does all things well, and he wants us to trust him in our dark times. There is always light at the end of the dark tunnel. And if we stay close to our good shepherd, we can say, surely goodness and mercy is following me all the days of my life. And Pastor Bailey used to say, there's always an end to every trial. And I remember one time, there was a trial that lasted for 3 years. And I remember saying, Lord, is this trial ever going to end? And I picked up my Bible and I turned to Proverbs. And in my daily reading, there's a proverb for every day. And in my daily reading, it said, surely there is an end, and your expectation shall not be cut off. Thank you, Lord. And a short time after, that trial did end. Thank God. There's always light at the end of a dark tunnel. Therefore, goodness and mercy should be left behind us wherever we go, as a blessing to others. We all know of David Livingstone, that great missionary to Africa many, many years ago. He just poured out his life for Africa. And even long after his death, the Africans would talk about him and remember him as that loving, kind, patient, tender doctor whom goodness and mercy followed him all the days of his life. So he left behind a good report. He left behind goodness and mercy because he'd shown so much goodness and mercy to the Africans. And he was so tender and kind and gentle and loving. Then the last part of verse 6, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When sheep are well cared for, they feel safe, and they have good feed, they come to trust their good shepherd. They feel secure and they always stay close to him. They know his voice. I remember watching a little tiny video of a farmer with his sheep, and then there were spectators all watching. And then he challenged them. He said, who would like to come and call the sheep and see if they will follow you? And so different people went up. They made all kinds of noises. Some were quite funny. And the sheep just carried on eating, took absolutely no notice whatsoever. So when there were no more volunteers, the shepherd just called them, and they all of them immediately stopped eating and ran to him, So it was a real illustration that Jesus said, my sheep know my voice and they follow me. And so the sheep, they know the voice of the shepherd, and they are content to dwell with their shepherd forever, to dwell with the shepherd forever and not wander off after other shepherds. The house of the Lord usually means the church that we belong to and attend. My mother always took my sister and myself to church. Every time there was a service and those doors were opened, she took us there. We had no car. We had to walk about 30 to 40 minutes and there, and then 30 to 40 minutes all the way home again. And the cold winter rain, pouring with rain, we got absolutely soaked. Winter and summer, she always took us. We never missed a service, unless there was sickness, which didn't happen very often, thank the Lord. But I'm very grateful that she faithfully took us there, because I got saved there, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit there, and I grew up in the Lord in that church. And the teachings and the godly examples of the leaders of that church impacted my life. And I had a good foundation in me as a fatherless child who could easily have followed the world and been lost. So I'm very, very grateful. My mother loved the house of the Lord and caused us, my sister and I, to go to everything. And I'm here today because of my mother's example and her faithfulness in the spite of difficulties, in spite of getting soaking wet many times, going to church and coming home. We'd have boots, we'd have umbrellas, we'd have coats, we'd have all kinds of things to try and keep out the cold and the rain, but we still got wet, but praise the Lord, we survived. All right, this verse, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the Amplified Old Testament, it's translated, I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. I really like that, that we should live aware of God's presence with us. Everything we do, everywhere we go, everything we say. I don't often do that, but I pray that that'll be more and more in my life. Or another way of saying it is, or I will live in the presence and in the care of the Lord forever. The Lord is with us constantly. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. Often we're not aware of his presence, but he's still there, hearing everything we do and seeing everything we say. Well, other way around, really, seeing everything we do and hearing everything we say. And we need to live our lives with the awareness of his constant presence. When I was in Sunday school, I learned a song. He sees all I do. He hears all I say. My God is watching all the time, time, time. He sees all I do. He hears all I say. My God is watching all the time. And that's very true. That's very, not to be judgmental. It's because he loves us, he's protecting us, he's watching over us. And as we seek to please him, we will live the life skillfully and we will make right choices, which is godly wisdom. And life becomes meaningful and satisfying. He knows every circumstance we face and he will walk with us through every trial. He is the best shepherd in all the world. He loves us dearly, and he wants us to be close to him always, just like the sheep stay close to their faithful shepherd. And so we can boldly say, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shall we pray? Lord, we just thank you so much that you are the good shepherd. Lord, that you never leave us nor forsake us, that when we go through the dark times, the trials, the things we can't understand, you are with us, Lord. You will never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, we thank you so much for your faithfulness. Thank you that you are the good shepherd. Lord, forgive us for questioning you when we have difficult situations. We don't understand and we say, why, Lord, why? Oh, God, if we knew, if we could see them as you see them, we would say it's right, it's good, it's right, it's for my best. Oh, God, help us to trust you more. Help us to love you more. Lord, I pray that this beautiful psalm will become a reality in our lives and that we would walk closely with you. And we thank you that goodness and mercy is following us all the days of our life, even in the adverse circumstances. And Lord, we want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We know that you're always with us. And we're looking forward, Lord, to being with you in your house in heaven, to be with you and see you there. Lord, we love you. We praise you, Lord. Bless each one, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.